Let's check sports from the weekend first. In high school sports, Atlantic hosting its varsity volleyball tournament on Saturday. And in the final standings on Saturday, it was Glenwood winning the championship by virtue of their victory head-to-head over St. Albert. Both Glenwood and St. Albert finished with 4-1 records. Glenwood the champ, St. Albert the runner-up. Also, Trainer and Underwood each played through the round robin at 3-2. Winterset went 1-4 in the round robin event. Atlantic 0-5 in that round robin event on Saturday. Glenwood capturing the championship of the Atlantic Volleyball Invitational. Also in the high school sports over the weekend, in high school volleyball tournament action at the Griswold Tournament, they went through pool play in the blue pool. It was Guthrie Center topping AHST 2-0. Red Oak beat AHSTW 2-0. Griswold, a 2-game sweep over AHSTW. Red Oak defeated Guthrie Center and Griswold in 2 straight, and Griswold defeated Guthrie Center. Also in the white pool, it was Clarinda downing IKM Manning, Riverside, and Audubon. Audubon beating IKM Manning and Riverside, and IKM Manning topping Riverside as well. In the semifinal rounds, it was Red Oak defeating Audubon 2-0, and Clarinda over Griswold 2-0. The championship went to Red Oak in that Griswold tournament. Red Oak sweeping Clarinda 2-0. Also at the Shenandoah tournament on Saturday in the consolation pool finals, it was Shenandoah topping Rockport, Missouri. Essex beat Southwest Valley. In the championship pool, it was Creston over Stanton and Bedford over Fremont Mills, and that set up the consolation match, Fremont Mills beating Stanton 2-1, and the championship match, which saw Creston win over Bedford in 2 straight. In Saturday action. Also in the sports on Saturday, Iowa broke a 17-all tie with just over 2 minutes left to play as they went on to a 31-17 win over Iowa State in Ames. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz says he was pleased that his team overcame some mistakes and poor field position to pick up the win.
We knew coming in here it was going to be a very tough environment, a tough football team, a well-coached football team, and really proud of our guys, the way they hung in there. As we look forward, if we're going to be competitive in November the way we want to be, you've got to find a way to win games like this, and there's nothing easy, certainly, about today's ball game. From our standpoint, I thought our guys did a great job of preparing this week. I was pleased with that. Starts with that. But we weathered a lot of tough periods today during the course of the game.
Iowa held Iowa State scoreless in the second half, which Ferentz says was something the players did on their own.
Yeah, I wish we could take credit for halftime speech or adjustments, but it's really more just about our players. I think getting the feel a little bit, and I've seen that happen to us on defense before. But that first half, that ball's going up and down. I don't know what the stats were, but it seemed one-sided. But the second half, we played really good defense, took away the run, and made them a little bit left-handed, which helps out a little bit too.
Hawkeye quarterback C.J. Beathard made some big plays with his feet and threw 3 touchdown passes to lead Iowa to the victory.
I think the thing I was most impressed about the way C.J. played was him keeping his poise and. When you talk to him or see him on the sideline, he never looks any different, doesn't get rattled. Been easy to get rattled today, and I've seen quarterbacks get rattled in here on our team. So just really proud of what he did. And
Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes says Iowa outplayed his team in the second half.
Played a tremendous first half, and there's no reason we should have played the way we did in the second half. So first of all, you got to find those answers. Why did we? Was conditioning a factor? Play selection? Was it execution? There's reasons there. It's our job as a program to discover them and not allow them to happen again.
While the Cyclones made big plays in the first half to take the lead, Rhodes says they gave up too many big plays in the second half, and some of it was due to poor execution on defense.
There was too much arm tackling that took place tonight and not enough feet and hip and body tackling.
He says they'll put the loss behind them and prepare now for the next game.
We're worried about Toledo, and we'll go back to work on Toledo tomorrow as a staff, and then as a football team when we start practice on Monday. It's week 3 in college football. We're moving on right now, and that's where our focus is.
So the Cyclones take their 1-1 record to Toledo on Saturday, while Iowa returns home at 2-0 as they'll face Pittsburgh in a night contest Saturday, which we'll have for you here on the radio. Michael Schmadtke kicked a 24-yard field goal with 5:37 remaining in the game, and then DeAndre Hall returned an interception 16 yards for a touchdown to give Northern Iowa a 38-35 win over Eastern Washington in a battle of FCS powers on Saturday. Hall's pick of Jordan West came on the first official play after the field goal, and after a holding penalty wiped out West's 66-yard run to the Northern Iowa 17. The Eagles quickly answered with a touchdown, but the Panthers got a good kick return from Tyvus Smith and kept the ball for the final 3:20. Aaron Bailey, who threw for two touchdowns, and Darian Miller ran for 134 yards and 112 yards for Northern Iowa, and that offset 526 passing yards for Eastern Washington quarterbacks West and Riley Hennessy, who combined to go 37 of 47. Northern Iowa now 1-1 on the season. Ohio State remains the top team in this week's Associated Press College Football poll. The Buckeyes were a unanimous choice last week, but they have since lost two of the first-place votes to Michigan State. That helped the Spartans jump one spot to number 4 after their 3-point win at home to Oregon, which slipped 5 spots to number 12. Alabama and TCU remain second and third, with Baylor rounding out the top 5. Sixth-ranked Southern Cal is followed by Georgia, Notre Dame, Florida State, and UCLA. Alex Smith threw for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half as the Kansas City Chiefs built a big lead and then held on for a 27-20 victory over the mistake-prone Houston Texans in a game heard here on KJAN Sunday. Travis Kelce caught 2 touchdown passes in the first quarter, the first one coming after Kansas City intercepted Brian Hoyer on his first throw as a Texan. The Chiefs were up 14 in the second quarter when Justin Houston sacked Hoyer, forcing a fumble. Kansas City recovered it, and a 7-yard touchdown reception by Jamal Charles pushed that lead to 27-6. Hoyer struggled in his debut before Ryan Mallett took over with about 6 minutes left and led Houston on a couple of scoring drives to cut that lead at the end. Elsewhere around the National Football League on the first Sunday of the season, Carolina beat Jacksonville 20-9, the New York Jets over Cleveland 31-10, Green Bay over Chicago 31-23, it was Buffalo over Indianapolis 27-14, Miami beat Washington 17-10, St. Louis in overtime over Seattle 34-31, San Diego beat Detroit by a final of 33-28, Arizona topping New Orleans 31-19, Denver over Baltimore 19-13, Cincinnati beating Oakland 33-13, Tennessee outscored Tampa Bay 42-14, Dallas over the New York Giants 27-26. Well, Tommy Pham hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the sixth inning. Pinch hitter Matt Adams added a 2-run drive in a 5-run eighth, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Cincinnati Reds 9-2 Sunday and avoid getting swept in a 4-game series. The Cardinals, on their worst stretch this season, had lost 8 of 10 going into the series finale, and their division lead over Pittsburgh was down to 2.5 games. St. Louis then fell behind 2-0 on Todd Frazier's second-inning homer and Tucker Barnhart's fourth-inning sacrifice fly. Those were the only runs the Reds would score, though, against Michael Wacha, who allowed 3 hits and 4 walks over 6 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Miami 5-0, Philadelphia over Chicago 7-4, Pittsburgh in 11 innings, 7-6 over Milwaukee. It was the Mets beating Atlanta in 10 innings, 10-7. San Francisco beat San Diego 10-3, and the Dodgers got by Arizona 4-3. Chris Davis hit his league-leading 42nd home run. Jonathan Schoop added a pair of solo shots, and the Baltimore Orioles took the 3-game series against the Kansas City Royals with an 8-2 victory last night. The Orioles have won 4 of their past 5 as they try to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Royals lost 7 of 9 and dropped their third straight series for the first time this season. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Toronto 5-0, Boston over Tampa Bay in 13 innings, 2-0. Cleveland beat Detroit 7-2 in the opener of a doubleheader. Detroit won the nightcap 9-2. Minnesota topped Chicago 7-0. Houston over the LA Angels 5-3. Texas beat up on Oakland 12-4. One interleague game saw Colorado pick up a 3-2 win over Seattle. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic reached double digits in Grand Slam championships as the top-ranked Serb picked up his second U.S. Open men's singles title and 10th major crown with a 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, and 6-4 triumph last night over number 2, Roger Federer. Djokovic opened strong after the start of that match was delayed more than 3 hours by rain. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.